Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Lindo Kuhle. Leto Kuhle, rather. Why do I say Lindo Kuhle? It's actually Leto Kuhle. Hi, Leto.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to have you back. You were not here yesterday.
Yes. I wasn't back yesterday. I wasn't out of town, but I'm back safe and sound. Thank you so much once again. Now, the Bible assures us that the judgment in heaven is a reality. We are also assured that what covered by Christ, right? We're covered by Christ's righteousness. And in fact, that we also can face the judgment unafraid. Is that all we can know about the judgment? Well, please do join us as we talk to Leto Kuhle. Now, does the Bible tell us when the judgment will take place?
So the Bible does tell us when the judgment will take place. So remember, we're looking at the book of Daniel. This is what we've been studying to understand a judgment. And so today specifically, we will look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, right? So I was actually shocked to find math in the Bible. I was like, yo, God is so good. You know, I mean, I'm math.
Yeah.
And so you read the Bible and you find all of this, and I'm like, wow. So there's what we call time prophecy in the Bible, and we are specifically looking at the 70 weeks time prophecy, and that is going to show us, right, that Christ came on time and that this judgment is a reality, because this time prophecy shows us the work of Jesus Christ. So we read the verse, it's Daniel 9:24. It says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, and to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to fill up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So here we have about six things that I mentioned that must happen within these 70 weeks that are determined. Now, when you read the King James Version, it uses determined. So the word basically means cut off, right? So we have those 70 weeks that are cut off from somewhere else, right? Now, remember I said this is a time prophecy. When you go back to Daniel chapter 8, we have another time prophecy. And it speaks about the 2,300 days, right? So you have the long time prophecy, which is 2,300 days. And then within those 2,300 days, then 70 is cut off. So we are dealing with the 70 here, not the entire thing. All right. So now, I think the first thing that we need to determine, right, is that, like I said, it's speaking of Jesus, but how do we know that this is Jesus? Because it says, to make an end of sin, to reconcile for iniquity, to bring everlasting righteousness and all of those things, right? It can only be one person who does this. And we can actually see this when we see, the baptism of Jesus Christ, right? And so when Jesus is baptized, basically we are told that he is the anointed one. Now, this is my beloved son with whom I'm pleased. And also when you read the Bible, as Jesus is beginning his ministry, he speaks about, in Mark chapter 1, verse 14, he says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, right? And so when you look at all of those things, Jesus basically fulfills those things, right? He puts an end to sin. He dies on the cross. We are reconciled, and he is called the anointed one of the Holy God, right? So it basically speaks about Jesus Christ. Okay. And so now, since we're given the 70-week prophecy, so for us to understand, we need to understand the principles that we are given in the Bible to understand numbers in the Bible. So firstly, when we read in Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 6, we are told that one day is equal to a year. Okay. So that's principle number one. So when we speak of a day, we're saying it's a year. And then the second principle is understanding the calendar of God, that it has 30 days, not 31, not 29. So if we have 30 days, that means 12 months will be equal to 360 and not 365 as we know it now. So now we have the 70 weeks that are determined that we are speaking about. So we need to know when the 70 weeks begin and when the 70 weeks end and what actually happens within these 70 weeks to understand the ministry of Jesus Christ in this judgment that we're speaking about. So in order for us to understand this, so we're going to do a little bit of maths, right? So we've got 70 weeks and we know that a week has what? 7 days. And we know that 1 day is equals to a year. So we basically say 70 weeks times 7 days. Okay, so we're going to get 490. Mm-hmm. So we are speaking of a period of 490 here, or we can say 70 weeks. So that's one thing, 490 or 70 weeks. So when does this thing begin? Mm-hmm. When does this 490 begin? Mm-hmm. So then...
So this 490, is it 490 days, 490 weeks? What is it? Is it days?
So this is going to be years, 490 literal years.
Years. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So now we want to find out when do this begin. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we go back to the book of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And then it will tell us in verse number. So let's read verse number 25. Now, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the prince, they shall be seven weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the walls, even in the troublesome times. Okay. So this verse tells us when this 490 years begins. It says from the outgoing of the command that Jerusalem shall be rebuilt. Remember when the children of Israel were taken into captivity, Jerusalem was completely destroyed. And then, so now, when God is giving us prophecy, right, it's sort of like a puzzle. You have to read the entire Bible to understand. So now we need to find out when was the command given to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. So now we go back to the book of Ezra, right? In the book of Ezra, chapter 7. So when you read Ezra chapter 1, there's a rebuilding that's happening. In Ezra chapter 6, there's a rebuilding happening. But then it doesn't say rebuilding Jerusalem, like literally everything. It's like pieces and beats. So Ezra chapter 7 is the one that actually tells us that the command came out. So when we read the book of Ezra, that will be verse 13 to 26. That's when we find the king then tells you know, the children of God to go back to rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild the walls, rebuild the temple, rebuild everything, right? And so now you also go back to history. When was this, right? It's stated in the Bible.
Okay.
So we then find out that it was 457 BC, right?
Okay.
So now we are starting to count from 457 BC, and then we have, we said we have 490 days. Okay. So now we want to find out from 457, what is actually happening until we finish these 490 years that we are speaking about. So firstly, remember our verse that we read, verse number 25. It says that they shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So now we have 7 weeks. Now we have 62 weeks. That 7 weeks plus 62 is going to give us what? 69 weeks, right? So something must happen right in this first 69 weeks. Something must be happening. And so then when we continue, it says that, verse number 26, and after the 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end shall be with the flood, and till the end of the war, desolation are determined. Okay, so now we are told that in the middle of the week, the Messiah will be cut up, and all of these things sounds confusing. But now we are told, right, so we understand that we are starting from 457 BC. And then when we read then our 69 weeks, ne? So what happens in 69 weeks, then we'll find out that in 27, right? So this is 27 AD. This is when the ministry of Jesus Christ actually begins. So Jesus is baptized. And when Jesus is baptized, remember in Mark, he says the time has come. So the time that he's speaking about, it is the time prophecy of Daniel chapter 9, because whatever Christ does, he does it in the fullness of time. He's always on time, right? So he's fulfilling the prophecy that we are being told of. And so Jesus then begins his ministry, and he says that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. So this shows the accuracy and how this prophecy was being fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And then what happens after that, as we've read the verse, it says that he, the Messiah, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Mm. So remember, from 69 to 70, that's like one. Mm-hmm. So that's 1 week. Mm-hmm. And remember, one is equals to what? To 1 year. So 1 week will give us what? 7 days. So that means we are talking about 7 years, right? So in the middle of seven, that will be 3.5. Okay. So the half of seven is 3.5, right? Mm-hmm. So we know in the Bible that the ministry of Jesus Christ was 3.5 years. So from the time Jesus was baptized, which is AD 27, we must count 3.5 years. And then we are told that the Messiah is what? Cut off. So that gives us AD 31. So AD 27, the ministry of Jesus begins. And then AD 31, Jesus dies. He's cut off because it says that in the middle of the week. So in the middle of seven, which is 3.5. So we've got AD 31, Jesus dies. And now we are left with the other 3.5, right? And that 3.5, when we read the Bible, we read the book of Acts, we'll find out that this is the time when it's Stephen who was stoned, right? Mm-hmm. And that is very significant in the Bible, because then that shows us judgment that is happening. So what happens when Stephen is stoned, remember, the heavens open, and he says, I see heavens open, and I see the Son of standing, right? And so that represents that, that was a representation of the Jews that have been judged, right? Because remember, our verse says that he has come to, it says that to bring an everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision of prophecy, to anoint the Holy One, to make reconciliation, and to make an end of sin and transgression, right? Mm-hmm. So all of those things, it's showing us that Jesus is going to come, he's going to be anointed, he's going to start his ministry, he's going to die, and people are going to be judged. Because also, him dying on the cross, that is judgment, right? And so AD 34, when Stephen dies, then the Jews were basically being judged that, okay, you guys have been given so much time, right? Mm-hmm. And now the gospel is going to be given also now to the Gentiles. So then the judgment is shown. So maybe just to just summarize it, right? Mm-hmm. You've got your 490 years.
Yes.
That 490 years begins in 457 when there's a command to rebuild Jerusalem.
Okay.
And then that 490 years ends in AD 34.
Hang on. Okay. So I've got, what do I add? So you said it's, because I've got my calculator here.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you said it was, which year was that?
So it's 457.
So it was 457. That's the year. And
yes.
Do I add 490 on these years, so, or should I minus?
457, wait. And then we've got 490. So you minus.
I minus.
457, yes, you minus. You're going to get negative 33 now. You must add.
Okay.
You see now, you see Max is doing the things now.
Yeah, so that's minus 33, okay?
And so it's 457. Okay. So remember, it's so you don't actually minus, so you're gonna say 490 minus 457. Minus 457, you get 33, right? And so remember, when you use the calculator, it's going to add zero. But when you're counting years, you don't have like year zero.
Mm-hmm.
So it should lend us to 34 and not actually 33, because we're using a calculator.
There's a year zero.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the calculator will add zero, but we don't actually have zero.
Mm-hmm.
So we just move from 1, 2, 3 without zero, without negative. So it's 490 minus 457. It gives us, it's supposed to give us 34, not 33.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that 490 begins 457 BC. It ends AD 34.
I see.
So, yeah. So AD 34, there's judgment that's happening. The gospel is being preached to the rest of the world. The Jews are basically being judged at that time for not wanting to accept and being rebellious and whatnot. AD 27, the ministry of Christ begins. AD 31, this is when Jesus dies for literally each and everyone. So that's basically the time prophecy that we are learning about.
Yeah, man. I didn't know that we're going to have to use a calculator, but fortunately I have one in my phone. Now, speak to us about the key points. Of course, you've talked about the years regarding the coming of the Messiah.
So the key points here, number one, it's showing us the ministry of Jesus Christ, that his ministry was to come to reconcile us, right? That him dying. So the main points are AD 27, Jesus coming to begin his ministry. And his ministry is very significant because in his ministry, he puts an end to sin, right? He puts an end to iniquity. He basically reconciles us back to the Father. Because remember, in Genesis number 3, when Adam and Eve sin, God basically gives them a covenant, right? He says, I'm going to give you hope. Somebody's going to come and die for you. And so at that very point, Jesus is fulfilling the covenant that was made years ago, right, to Adam. So Jesus becomes the lamp that is reconciling us back to the Father. So the bearer that is standing in between us and God, Jesus comes and he removes that and he becomes the person. And that's why the Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life. So there is no other way to God except we go through Jesus, because he becomes the inside person. He becomes the mediator or the person that stands in between. So his ministry is very important because he reconciles us. His ministry is important because without Jesus, there's nothing. Remember yesterday we did speak about how Jesus is the judge. He's the witness. He is also... So he's the judge, he's the witness, and he's also our substitute, right? So when we understand that as our substitute, he's also the lamp that forgives us. He's also the very lamp that brings us back to the Father, the one who stands on our behalf. Then when we look at judgment, we don't fear because we understand the ministry of Christ. When we remove Christ, we are left with nothing because we are removing his ministry. Then we want to stand on our own on judgment day, and that's not going to be cute.
Yeah. So his timing of his coming, is there anything that this tells us?
Yes. So Jesus comes at the right time. So Jesus is never late. He's never early. So his timing is very much accurate, right? And also it shows us how, you know, that God does everything in time. So even the judgment that we are currently going through, it is also there in the prophecy, the 2,300 days that I spoke about earlier that we did not get into. So it just reveals how everything is done in time. So in as much as we can say Jesus is delaying his coming, he's been saying he's coming, he will come at the right time. Right now, you know, he's still busy with ministry and he's also waiting for us. So at the right time, everything is going to be fulfilled.
Beautiful time. At the right time, everything will be fulfilled. And we'll, of course, behold his coming out in the clouds of heaven. Patience, I must thank you so much for your time. Truly, truly enjoyed this. And I'm going to keep calculating these dates so that I can perfect it with my calculations and not to miss out the time, of course. Now, does this mean, before you let you go, does this mean now that we've calculated, surely now we should know the hour? At some point when there were no calculations, I'm sure he said we know not the hour, but... but now that we've got calculations, we surely should have knowledge of the hour.
Okay, so it says that nobody knows the hour.
Still,
right?
We don't know after so many calculations.
No. That one, we do not know. So right now, we know what's happening. Okay, so God did not give us a specific day that on the 30th of November, Jesus is going to come. Imagine, people are going to be sinning until like the 12th and then the 13th, they want to be holy because Jesus is coming. So we are just given a time period to say, okay, we know what's happening right now. We are given, we're sort of like given landmarks so that because God does not do anything without telling us. I mean, we were going to call him an unfair God if he would just come, and then all of a sudden he's being crucified, all of a sudden ministry, all of a sudden judgment. It wouldn't make sense. Mm. So he gives us those landmarks. He gives us those important times. So we know what's happening right now, that Jesus is about to come. We know that there's judgment taking place because the prophecies told us, but the exact time and hour maybe tells us that we do not know. And we have not been told.
So we just have to keep on waiting, and we'll get a surprise by the time he comes.
It's not going to be a surprise.
Oh, but we don't know.
Yes, we do not know, right? It's like back in the day when, like, we didn't have, like, ultra or whatever sounds and stuff, and the woman is pregnant. You know that now you're 39 weeks, right? You know now that, okay, I've got cramps. Now I'm about to give birth. So you don't actually know if you're giving birth at, like, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, but, like, the cramps are telling you, like, you're in labor. You know that today I'm going to give birth. So it's that kind of thing that, yes, you don't know the exact time and hour, but mm-hmm. the signs are telling you, like, you have maybe 24 with, like, the signs. And we see the signs happening right now. You have the book of Revelation, you have the book of Daniel, you have, is it 2 Timothy chapter 3? All of those things are giving you signs, and you can see those signs. So it's like a woman who's in labor, who has the signs, the water has just broke, everything is happening. You know that it has to happen now. There's no other way.
I see. Okay. Well, it is good to know that, yes, we do not know the hour, but it's not quite a surprise, because we will be quite aware of the events leading to the very end. Well, patience, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.